You're listening to the Training Dummies. Off the Record with Rob and Daryl.
Welcome to Training Dummies Off the Record, episode number 2, recorded on May 9th, 2017. And I just want to say thank you for, we got some really positive feedback about the Off the Record show. And I think it's probably sounds more fun because it may be more fun in some ways because it's a little more, we just talk about what we want to talk about rather than having to be tied down to a particular subject. So I know 2 hours of a specific class or spec can probably be, not exactly a bowl of popcorn moment, you know?
It depends. If it's a class that you play and you're interested in, that probably is a bowl of popcorn. But if you don't play that class or that spec or even that role, you know, it can be just,
yeah, right.
Not, I can understand how people would not want to listen to that. Sometimes I don't want to listen to that.
I know. I was telling somebody, they were like, yeah, it can be a little dry. I was like, you're telling me, man, I'm the host. I got to sit there and pretend like I am super hyped about, I'm not going to name names, but. All right. Dirty little secret. I'm going to spin the wheel here and you tell me when to stop and then we will pick a topic here.
Stop.
All right, we're gonna do World of Warcraft first. All right, 7.2. This is where we're at. I believe you told me earlier you haven't even logged into WoW very much lately. So, am I guessing that you have lost your enchantment right now?
A little bit. I logged in last night. But it'd been probably 2 weeks, I think, since the last time I'd logged in. I don't know. I found other things that were holding my interest more. Like I was playing Civilization VI. I've been jumping into Heroes. The biggest reason I jumped into Warcraft last night was to collect my 100,000 gold from, Brett because, he and I had made a bet and it was a sucker bet because he said that Anaheim Ducks would win the series against the Oilers in 4 games, which means if the Oilers won even 1 game, I would win. So I'm taking that bet. It was 100,000 gold. Well, the Oilers won the first game. So that was 100,000 gold in my pocket. He told me it was in the mail. So I logged in specifically last night to grab it as well. My artifact knowledge, all my bags were full. So I couldn't use the app to use them anymore. Because they were going into my mailbox, and if they're in your mailbox, you can't actually use them on the app.
Oh,
only if they actually appear in your bags. But my bags were full because I'd still been doing missions, collecting the artifact power that way. So all those tokens filled up my bags. So I had to go clean all that out last night too. And then I think I was in game for all of 10 minutes, and someone jumped in to voice who was playing Heroes. So I went and joined him in Heroes.
I've got to say. Here's my problem with 7.2. Like, I've still been playing, and I've still been keeping up on emissaries, and if I'm online when an invasion is happening, I do it
because
there's a lot of shards, and, you know, the currency is good, you know. So my problem with 7.2, the lead-in to Tomb of Sargeras, which we know is not the final raid of the expansion, but it's a pretty major raid, right?
This
is where we finally killed Gul'dan, Nighthold.
Yeah.
Wait, that didn't make any sense at all. Let me rewind that real quick. So leading into Tomb of Sargeras, right? It's gonna be a big deal, right?
Yeah.
I know what I was thinking, but I just got ahead of myself. So what I'm comparing it to was the lead into Nighthold, right? So when they did those weekly quests leading into Nighthold, it kind of started off with the whole campaign out in front of Suramar, and then kind of storming in and had this really cool stuff and these cutscenes, and like even the weekly quests felt like kind of cool.
Yeah,
and
you did.
I feel like we're not getting that at all with Broken Shores, right? We're getting the go fetch me this quest, and you're like, really, man? Like I need, you know, bring me shards. Okay. Do 12 world quests. Go kill 100 demons in some other zone somewhere. I'm like, yeah. Okay, dude. Like, really? Like, so. I feel like I don't want to get too mad at it because I see what's going on, and I see that what we're doing right now is better than having 16 months of an Argus raid, right?
Right, yeah.
So I think this is where the pacing is coming in. We all cried about pacing with the last couple of expansions, and I think this is our solution to that. But I feel like the lead into Nighthold was way better than so far what we're getting with this lead into Tomb of Sargeras. So that's where I sit. I'm still doing my stuff. I'm still frustrated with legendaries. I feel like I have several now, and I don't even know which ones. Like, I've read the guides. I mean, obviously, I do my homework. This is what we do. And I've tried to figure it out, and I'm not even sure which ones to use. And AMR is telling me three different things depending on, you know, what I'm looking at. And,
right.
You know, well, if you choose that one, then you have to swap talents, and that changes the way you play completely. And now you have to use this one with that talent and that one. And I'm not the guy that wants to keep swapping stuff out, like, between every fight because I may get, like, just a tiny bit more DPS. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I min-max within reason, and I try to be a responsible player for my team, but, like, the legendary thing can suck it, man. All right, so that's the negative part of it. The good part of it is I do, like, I don't feel like Broken Shore is as good as Timeless Isle. I don't feel like it's as good as Tanan Jungle, even.
Yeah,
but I agree with that. It is, there's story, there's stuff there, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. The negative is outweighing the positive at this point. But like I said, I'm trying to look at the bigger picture and see that, you know, this is potentially going to prevent, you know, a year and a half of downtime at the end of the expansion. So.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, like even the raids, like I haven't been to the last couple of raids, but that's blame the Oilers again. That's one more thing. Cause I've been at the watch party. So I'll be at raid this week, but even now, like I know we've been working on heroic progression.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm even losing interest in heroic Nighthold. Like I still want to go in there with everyone, but now I'm at the point where I want to go in there, but I want to include everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some people that have just come back to the game who, unfortunately, they aren't equipped enough, or they don't have enough gear to be in heroic, pushing heroic. Because we're at, I think it's 5 of 10 right now. Mm-hmm. Whereas right now, I'd rather just go into normal and bring them along. You know,
they're back. Yeah, we're not quite. In a lot of cases, we've been a carry team where we could actually carry. And where we're at in Nighthold right now with heroics, we're not. So yes, yeah. I want Kranos and Pink and Gondel and whoever has kind of taken a break and is now dipping their toe back in. I want those people to be able to come along. And to me, if we can go into normal mode and stomp through that, that's totally fine. I don't care. We can feed them gear. Everyone's having fun, and it's good.
We have 2 hours for Heroes.
That's right. Or Hearthstone. I've been bringing my DK lately, and you know, she's getting pretty geared up. She's like super close to my Demon Hunter main right now in terms of item levels. She's got mm-hmm. a couple of really good legendaries and everything, and I was having a lot of fun, and I started doing my homework on that, you know, the best talents, the best how do I play and everything. And then I hit a point last week where I'm like, oh my gosh, I have zero mobility. I'm used to playing a Demon Hunter and now playing a Death Knight. I'm like, the only movement tool that I have is like on a 45 second cooldown, and it's just like, and it's that stupid Wraith Walk that gets caught on every little twig and pebble, like, nice thing. So I'm just like, okay, well, it gave me some appreciation for my main, so
right.
Well, do you have any other thoughts on the state of WoW for you right now?
I don't think so. I'll get back into it. I always do. This is maybe
you always take 3 months off in the summer or whatever.
Two days off in the summer.
Two very long days.
Yes, and we've had good weather recently too. So I've already been outside a lot more doing stuff like that. So
You'll get snowed in again next week, I'm sure.
Probably, yeah. Even in June, it can happen. We all know that.
Yes,
because it's happened.
Yeah, put the raid on hold. What was it, like June 9th or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Because all your plants are getting snowed on. You had to bring
them in. You had to go bring them in the garage so they didn't die. Yes, that was a good time.
All right, I'm going to spin the wheel here again, and you tell me when to stop.
It's like a bad Murloc.
All right, Hearthstone. So we had a really good talk with our Hearthstone guest, gosh dang it, man, I can't even with Alec couple of weeks ago. And, it's like I'm terrible now. I'm not even remembering guest names, but Alec, he's awesome. Golden Wisp podcast, go check him out.
Just last week, I think, wasn't it? Yeah, last week.
So you had kind of like decided that you were going to try and push through the hump. How's that going for you?
I actually haven't played much since that episode. My play times right now for Hearthstone are, I get a 15-minute break. I get two of those at work. So I'll just sit at my computer and I'll just grab my phone. Sit at my desk, grab my phone and do one match, maybe two. And then on my lunch break as well. Right now, I'm not doing too much in the evenings with it. If I'm on my computer at home, I'm playing Heroes or Warcraft or something else. Mm-hmm. So I'm still trying, but I'm getting frustrated with quests. That was the big one today because I don't have a large card pool to draw from to build my decks. I don't have any of the quest cards. And right now it's, if I see a quest come out as the first card, it's my gut instinct is to just concede
just
immediately.
Concede, yeah.
I've won one game against a quest rogue, but I think that they just had the quest card, but nothing else to back it up because they weren't playing the way I've seen every other quest rogue play. This person was not doing that. They weren't throwing down the one. Yeah. Like the novice engineer and bring it back. Novice engineer and bring it back. I don't know what they were doing, but they weren't working on their quest. It didn't look like. So it's the only one I've actually won. Other than that, it's like I just get stomped.
I hear you, because I had kind of decided that I was like, all right, I think for the first time in a long time, I'm not going to go full try hard, but I'm going to get into it, right? Mm-hmm. And I had decided on a deck that I liked, and I was having some really good success with it. I went, at the very beginning of the month, I think I ended up getting placed at like rank 23 from where, because it kind of gives you progression based on what you did last month, right? So you log in and it goes, oh, you get this many stars. So I was at rank 23. That's fine. So I basically went from rank 23 to rank 18. Didn't lose a single match. It was just like blam, 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 win streaks, super fast. And then all of a sudden, it was like I could not buy a win. And I am like, win a game, lose a game, win a game, lose a game, win a game, lose a game, mm-hmm. lose two games, lose three games. And I'm like, and all I'm doing, like, it's super frustrating because I feel like, dude, this is rank 18. This isn't hard, And so, I don't know. It's been kind of weird for me, a little frustrating. And then Justin was like, yeah, towards the beginning of the month, some even higher level players are down in the lower ranks because, if you're not pushing for legend every month, that's kind of where you land, anywhere from 15 to 20,
Right.
So he's like, give it like a week or so, So I went back in today and it was the same thing. Win a game, lose a game, win a game, lose a game, win a game, lose a game. Totally steamroll somebody. And then the next game, get steamrolled. And you're just like, this is annoying,
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I have not fallen out of love with it. I'm frustrated with it, but it's just the RNG of the game. And I think another thing is I actually really enjoy Tavern Brawls usually. And this last week was that wild heroic one. And it was like, I wasn't going to do that. So, mm-hmm. I believe tomorrow will be the 100th Tavern Brawl for Hearthstone. So I'm hoping it's something cool. I'm hoping there's a cool reward. I'm hoping maybe it's something new and not just a recycled one. But usually the cool thing with Tavern Brawls are, there's not a lot of penalty. You can go in, you get credit for your quests, and they're kind of random enough to where you're on even footing with the mm-hmm. other player. So you can, it's a little more, I don't know, it takes the weight out of it. It just feels a little more fun to me. So I'm looking forward to that. What do you think? Are you like the Tavern Brawls better than casual or ladder?
I think so. I was doing okay on them every now and then. Of course, when you get the one before that, you got like a full deck of the new, Angoro, right? So you're going up against a lot of quests in that too. And that, mm-hmm. that still got frustrating at times. So.
But the pre-made decks tend to be a little bit easier to deal mm-hmm. with though, because, you're supposed to be on a similar ground at least. You don't have somebody that's just has better cards than you or whatnot. So. So I helped you put together a Hunter deck though. Have you got to play that very much?
A little bit, but I don't like it.
Okay. Well, I mean,
it needs some modifications,
Well, we could definitely do that.
Yeah.
I had a lot of really good ideas, and then when we went in, you didn't have all the cards that I thought would be good. So definitely, I mean, that's the great thing is that you can adjust an existing deck anytime, or you can go screw this and just start over and make a different one.
Yeah. So. Yeah. No, the problem I'm finding.
I don't know, Hunter's not resonating with you, then maybe that's, you know, then.
Well, I think it's too many low cards is what's happening, because I'm getting into, like, by turn 8, and I'm left with still, like, five mana, and I'm out of cards, right? There's nothing else
to play. Yeah, and I think that's what I was talking about with Hunter. A lot of times, if you're playing, like, a little more aggressive, you gotta start weaving in your hero power a lot, like, mm-hmm. pretty early.
Yeah, maybe I'm not doing that enough, I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, the hero power is nice to just, it's like a clock. Like, no matter what you're doing, there's 2 damage to the face. Mm-hmm. So you can constantly put that pressure on. Unless, of course, you're playing against a priest quest and they're like, nah, bro, I got 40 health again. Thanks.
Yeah, so. that's a concede. Yeah. As soon as a priest finishes their quest, there's no point. I'm done. I'm done.
So are you, what sounds interesting to you then? Trying out a different class, refining that deck a little bit, or
I don't know. I still keep going back to the Warlock. I don't know why.
Like I know, like Alec was saying, it's supposed to be one of the, you know.
Yeah, one of the weaker ones, but.
But it's always going to have advantages. Being mm-hmm. able to use that hero power and get a card on demand is always going to be a good thing.
Like, I had a match today where it was kind of ridiculous. I won. But it was my opponent had 13 health and I had 3. Is that how it worked? Yeah, my opponent had 13 health and I had 3. And I had 11 damage on the board. So I was able to hit him for 11 damage. And then I had a card that did 1 damage to each hero. Mm-hmm. So that knocked him down to 1. That knocked me down to 2. And that had an Infernal, which does 1 damage to everything. So I was able to kill him like that, leaving me with 1 health, and I got the win. So it
was, wow. Nice.
I was like, well, that was kind of fun. But I had lost like 5 matches before that, so it was to quests, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, no, that was okay. I enjoyed that. But yeah, I need help building decks. Like, I know someone had mentioned on Twitter today about a control shaman. I'm like, well, I know these names all mean something. I know... Mm-hmm. But I don't know what they mean specifically.
Well, a lot of them though, like you can kind of figure out what it is by the name, right? Mm-hmm. Like with control shaman, like
right,
like the point is to kind of control the board and have an answer for until you can just kind of turn that corner and just take control of it or you know, like kind of overwhelm them and just start playing out stuff and then, you know, be aggressive from that point. So, or when they say like a taunt warrior, right? Well,
mm-hmm.
you're playing a lot of taunts, right?
Right.
So you're kind of trying to establish your threat and your presence that way. Or like the, you know, when they say quest, obviously, you know, it's going to be a quest card or mid range. I mean, when you hear mid range, what do you think?
I don't know. I don't know what that would mean.
Oh, okay. So when somebody says aggro though, you know that you're trying to play really aggressive, get a lot of flood the board really quick and be aggressive to their face, right?
Oh, I do
so
now.
Mid-range would, well, I mean, when you hear that term, does that make sense or does that like...
See, what I would think if someone said an aggro deck, I'd think a taunt deck because you're getting aggro on the board.
Okay, that's, you're thinking of like aggro from Warcraft.
Yeah, that's what it would conjure up in my head. That's what I would think it means.
Yeah, fair enough. So mid-range would be more of playing a lot of like quality... mid-range cards. So you're not playing a bunch of cheap stuff trying to overwhelm them. You're not playing a bunch of huge stuff, you know, trying to push for a strong late game. You're just, you have a little bit of everything and you're just trying to, you know, control and play the board with a wide variety of stuff.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's my interpretation of it. Someone's going to write in and go, no, you're an idiot. I'd be like, yeah. And that's why I'm kicking it at rank 18 right now.
There you go.
All right. I am 99% sure you haven't spent a whole lot of time in Overwatch, right?
No, I haven't played Overwatch in since probably the Halloween event.
You missed it, man. That
yeah, I know.
That other event was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so that, you know what that leaves us with? That leaves us with some Heroes 2.0.
Yes, it does.
And I know you didn't really want to talk about that tonight, but I... but I'm going to have to insist. Do you have the new PTR patch notes pulled up in front of you?
I do not.
Because you were supposed to just read the patch notes. I think we talked about that last time.
Yeah, that's right. No, I don't
just
have
just like them. with your smoking jacket and your bourbon and just sit there and just read like Artanis.
That doesn't sound so bad.
Strikety double charge has now been reduced from 62 to 58. I don't even know if that's a real thing or not, but I don't think strikety double charge is a move. But
really?
All right, so here we are moving into week 3 of the Nexus Challenge. Where are you at with that? How are you feeling about that being pushed into actual people matches?
Well, we did 3 right before we were recording, and we did well. We won all 3 matches. The first game, they were all kind of different, but the first game was a stomp. We crushed them. Like, we, right from the get-go, yeah. we were crushing them. The second game was Towers of Doom, and it started off really bad, because they got the two of the 3 first towers, I think. Did they even get the next 2? But we were down a lot, and we managed to come back and beat them. So that was kind of cool. And then, yeah, the last one was Hanamira, and they came out really aggressively. Like, they were rotating between both lines with like 4 of them. So they'd leave, I think, just 1 just to poke, and we had our split 2 and 3, and then they'd come with all of a sudden 5 were there, and they were taking us out. So, but we managed to battle back and survive through that, and we won the match too. So that was actually a lot of fun. We had a full group of 5 all on voice, so we were able to use that to our advantage, I think. And yeah,
we did. I think in the Hanamura game in particular, I think we just made better choices because we very consciously said, all right, we have just wiped 2 or 3 of their players quickly. Let's either split up, contest theirs, go push this, or at the end where we had a big team fight where we kind of walked away the winner. We went and got the boss real quick. We had just knocked down one of their forts, so we had 2 shots on the keep on the core, and we went and pushed our payload in and ended up getting the winning kills with the winning shots with that. So it was definitely, like you said, having everybody in voice together and pushing, just being able to. I think we just made better choices than they did, because they were just being so aggressive that it seemed like they didn't care what happened they're out of position a lot, and I'm guessing they were also a 5 team.
Yeah, they were. Yeah,
you're gonna assuming they're in voice, but they were just like, I just saw a lot of people out of position. So I was actually playing Lili, and man, I'm afraid I'm gonna need a new Q button after that, because I was just freaking slamming that Q button. It was it was crazy, but it was good, man. I had a really, really good time. You jumped in on 3, but I actually played 3 before you even got on, and we won all 3 of those.
Oh,
as well.
Nice! So, that's awesome.
The very first match was a little rough, and we totally steamrolled it, but it just felt bad. Like, it felt like our team was being dumb and people didn't care, and for some reason, we ended up winning. And then Jab came in. Basically, like, what I've decided is Jab's my carry, and even if we lose, if I'm playing with Jab, like, it's totally cool. It's totally fun.
Yeah.
Or Jab and Justin both, man. You get both those guys in, like, it's fine. You're good. you're good
pretty
to go,
much. Eh?
Pretty so I'm much. Like, yeah. Like, if I can just bring those guys with me when I'm playing any sort of QM or ranked or anything, then I'm good to go.
Well, that goes for raid too, like Friday night raid. So I think they carry.
Yeah, they're my
carry chunk. Yep.
Definitely, man. They're just, like, it's kind of those those anomaly people. I think everyone's got at least 1 on their raid team.
Yeah.
Like, this person, like, it doesn't matter what class they play, what they're doing, they just, like, completely destroy at it. Mm-hmm. You're like, yes, yes, it's my boy.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm having a ton of fun in Heroes. Nothing has, again, the game hasn't changed, really, but it's just fun, man.
It is.
The carrot on the stick is real, man, and it's that loot chest, and I am, like, and I'm now evaluating which heroes am I playing, and which ones do I want to level now, because they're about to get another loot chest, and if I hit level 10, that I can get that special one. And
yeah, well, I just
having a
I was pushing Kerrigan today because I needed three matches and to get level 10. I was close last night. I got a couple in last night, and then so I finally hit it today. So that was good. You get two chests. That was sweet.
Yeah, it's super awesome. The only have you crafted any skins yet?
I have not because I'm trying to get the Primeval skin, and that's 1600 shards. So that's a little more than I have. Although on one of the Kerrigan chests, I managed to get a legendary Dahaka skin, which I already had, so that was worth 400 shards. So that was a good boost. I'm maybe short 500 now, so getting there.
Oh, you're getting there, man. Yeah. So I mean, I've just seen my shards going through the roof. I crafted a bunch of stuff at first, and I haven't really since. And what I've noticed is that, like, I guess the way I play, and just the sheer amount of heroes that I own. Like, for every level that you get, 1, 2, 3, whatever it is, you get a loot chest, right? So getting a hero to 5, you get a bunch of gold. So that's why I'm going back and looking, like, who haven't I really played? Or, you know, so I'm, like, trying to pick that low-hanging fruit where I'm, like, able to just quick get some, you know, chests and stuff. I'm considering the Asmodunk. I don't have that one. Every time I see it, I'm just like, that is the best, man. I just love that. It's so good. You know, because I kind of got, you know, I ended up, I think I crafted the cheerleader Kerrigan and the volleyball Laming and like some, and like there's a few that just stick out that are so good. So I think like my favorites right now, like when I get on a hero and I really like it, is a cowgirl Vala with the pink variation.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's like full on. It's like, because some of the other color variants are like, it's green with shades of green and a green hue and a green glow. And there's Vala, and now her stomach is green with green on green. But like that pink cowgirl one is like perfect. Like the skin tone is right. The clothes are awesome. Like the little braids and everything. Super cool. I love that one. The cheerleader Kerrigan cracks me up. It's like one of the funniest ones. I love that.
Dude. The hearth is the best, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude. And I'm loving, I don't know, they seem to be naming them with this theme, the cartoon theme. So it's like this Saturday morning cartoon stuff. I'm loving those. So I've got the Kael'thas one. They all remind me of like the Silverhawks, if you remember that show. Totally like this kind of kind of space adventure cartoon. And it's like, I'm loving those. So I was considering getting the Taranda skin. And I know that, like I said, Kael'thas has one. I don't know if there's any of the anybody else has one of those theme skins, but those are definitely some of my favorite ones. I strongly recommend you getting that Primeval Diablo.
I'm working for it. I'm working on it.
When you go into mounted mode, it reminds me of like the Aliens movies where it's
nice.
Yeah, sweet. And it kind of crawls around on the ground. It's freaking great.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I need to play all my my low levels and get them leveled up so I can just get a flood of loot chests here. And see if I can't get
easy way to do it, man.
Yeah.
And like I said, earlier, if you play those, like, you don't even have to. If you're just looking for wins without being stressed out, you can still play AI. So.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, man. Any closing thoughts on our adventures in Blizzard Entertainment this week?
No, I don't think so. We should wrap this up so we can go play some more heroes.
Sounds good, man. If you guys are interested in chatting with us, best way is at Twitter. I am at Rob Copeland. He is at Daryl_TTD. The show is at Training Dummies, or you can always hit up our Discord, and that is discord.me/TTD.
Soundboard's not working. What's going on?
It's advice you can trust. From people you shouldn't.